This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Linda Wertheimer.
And I'm Renee Montaigne. Today in Your Health, we hear about how caffeine is fueling many high-performance athletes. But let's begin with the benefits of a lower level of physical effort, exercising while you work. Study after study shows the dangers of sitting all day. Sitting increases the risk of high blood pressure, high cholesterol, diabetes, even certain cancers. So some companies and some employees are trying to figure out ways to get moving while on the job. NPR's Patty Naiman reports.
I have to confess, I'm one of those people. I sit too much, and I recently bought a treadmill desk. I'm into my second week now. Let me turn it on. And now I'm going to hit the speed button, get up to 1.2 miles an hour. And this is a pretty slow, casual pace. When I first started this, I thought I was going to just walk all day, but it turns out it's not so easy to walk, talk, think, and concentrate. So I decided to call Dr. James Levine with the Mayo Clinic, who came up with the idea of a treadmill desk.
There's a tendency to want to just jump on, as we were talking about, and walk for hours and hours a day. Don't do that. Certainly, at the absolute maximum, half an hour on, half an hour off, 2 or 3 hours a day.
That's a relief. That's about what I'm doing. Levine says it's challenging for most of us to move while working. After all, since the 1960s, workspaces have been designed to minimize movement. Think the chair on wheels that allows you to zip back and forth around an L-shaped desk, all while sitting down. It's a culturally ingrained mindset, says Levine, that dominates much of our lives today.
Now you can find a wife online, you can order your food online, you can send out your shopping to be done by somebody else online, you can work from home. You could literally spend your entire adult life from graduation to coffin entry without leaving your apartment, without getting up.
By the way, during this interview, I'm walking on my treadmill desk and Dr. Levine's walking on his. Levine consults with companies to help them figure out how to get movement into the workday. Most popular, he says, walk and talk meetings.
They're generally shorter, they're more productive. People do not sleep during walk and talk meetings.
And as research shows, the more active you are, the more healthy, mostly because diseases caused by high blood pressure, high blood sugar, and other metabolic problems can be prevented. The Game Room at Salo, a financial consulting firm based in Minneapolis. Five people race around a table playing a game they made up and call Jungle Ping Pong. Employee Jake Schwartz.
So it's kind of a mixture between ping pong, tennis, and you can maybe put in a little squash in there too.
Salo also offers treadmill desks to its employees. Chief Operating Officer Craig Dexheimer loves his. He's lost 25 pounds since he started using it.
I'm walking right now talking to you going 2 miles an hour. You probably have no idea that I'm even walking. You shouldn't have any idea. And when our sales force is on the phone or I'm on a conference call, the person on the other end of the phone should have no idea that we're even walking. It should not be a distraction at all. And what we say is if it's ever a distraction, then you should stop or slow down the treadmill.
Salo recently took part in a Mayo Clinic study headed by Dr. Levine to see what happened when employees used treadmill desks. The study was small, just 18 participants. For 6 months, they rotated on and off the desks, walking on average about 3 hours a day. Everyone lost weight and overall health improved.
Total cholesterol decreased, and you know, plasma triglycerides dropped on average 37% in total. So again, that's for all 18 participants. And when you think about how remarkable that is, we didn't go to a gym. We did this all while going to work.
And productivity didn't suffer either. In fact, Dexheimer says during the 6 months, the company's revenues were the highest ever. The environment, he says, was simply more dynamic. Now, this doesn't mean a treadmill desk or a game of jungle ping pong is for everyone. But even a little bit of activity is better than nothing, says Katrine Tudor-Locke, a researcher at the Pennington Biomedical Research Center.
Instead of sending an email to the colleague who's just two doors down, actually go walk over to them. And at lunchtime, if it's a full hour, you know, spend at least a part of the time walking to the place that you're going to have lunch and walking back. Those sorts of things to add in activity at any point during the day.
As for me, I'm still getting used to my treadmill desk. I can write emails, read, have phone conversations, but I haven't yet written a story while walking. Dr. Levine and others say certain complicated or creative tasks are often still done best while sitting. Patty Neiman, NPR News.